May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Good afternoon. Let me read a few scriptures to you. A couple from the Old Testament and a couple from the New Testament. This is from Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 16. I meant to read a few verses earlier than that. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and the statutes which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet on your fathers did the Lord set his affection to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, even you above all peoples, as it is this day. Circumcise then your heart, and stiffen your neck no more. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 6. He's talking about going in to possessing the land. It says in verse 6, Moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, in order that you may live. Interesting, the great commandment that's in the Scriptures, New Testament, quotes this, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He refers this in a reference of circumcising your hearts. And in the Deuteronomy 30 passage, he talks about God circumcising our hearts. In Romans chapter 2, verse 28. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, and not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God. This last one from Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him all the fullness of deity is embodied, and in him you have been made full and complete, and he is head over all rule and authority. This scripture, verse 11. And in him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision made not with hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ. The references in the Old Testament, and even in that one in Romans, which is sort of an Old Testament quote, is about the circumcision of the heart. In all those places, we know it references being totally yielded and consecrated, but also talks about loving God, and loving God with all your heart and with all your soul. All of us as Christians long to have a heart that loves God. All of us as Christians, even if you're struggling and failing, there's that thing inside of you, which is the real you in Christ, that longs to be free from the reign of sin and a life of rebellion in terms of giving in to sin. Here's the thing that's so powerful about those words in the Old Testament, where one, he said, you should circumcise your heart. The Deuteronomy 30 says, God will circumcise your heart. In the Romans passage about what a real Jew is before God. Is this verse 11 says that in Christ, you were that's plural, you were, that's past tense, you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. Two things happen in the removal of the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ. Now, your Bible may say by the circumcision of Christ, but it's actually in the circumcision of Christ. Again, speaking of our crucifixion with Jesus, because he goes on and references that in these other verses, that in the cross, in my union with his crucifixion, is where that promise that God would circumcise our heart took place. He did that. All of our hearts have been circumcised. And he says, in that process, the body of flesh has been done away with. In other words, the person who loved to sin, the person who was enslaved to sin, was dealt with in the circumcision in Christ. And you do love God. That's who you are. The scripture, when he says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, is not just a commandment. It's actually a promise. Hear it. You shall love the Lord your God. Jesus was speaking about what was going to accomplish, he was going to accomplish at the cross. Now, the encouraging thing about that is this, is that because of the circumcision of our hearts, regardless of what your performance has been, you can't come into the agreement with your performance if it's been failure and say, that's who I really am. And I'm trying to fight out of that person to become a person that really loves God and a person who's free from sin's power. That's already been accomplished for you. It's easier to talk about, well, you've been set free from sin's power. The reign of sin was broken over your life when you died in Christ to sin. And we can own that one because we can say, well, you know, that's true about me, but I just haven't walked it out in faith sometimes. And so I give in to sin and I'm just not believing what God has said. Therefore, it's not manifested in my experience. That's also true about who you are in your heart and your love for God. Just because you didn't act like you love God in the moment doesn't mean that's not who you are. He's taking care of that. Everything in the Christian life is by faith, right? Doesn't he say the just shall live by faith? Why in the heck do we always want to add stuff to it and make it more complicated? Because we always want to put the law over us. And the scripture says we died not just to sin, but we died to the law. See, the law says do this and live. And then expects us to perform out of sheer sincerity for God. But God says at the cross, I've done all this so that you now can live. In reality of what I've done. The truth about you, the body of flesh, the old man was crucified. Sin's reign has been broken. And your heart, it was a heart circumcision. And you now love God. Now go be that person. Come into agreement with what God says about you. We've said this again and again. Faith doesn't start with what you believe. Faith starts with what he believes. And faith is simply coming in what he believes is true about us. Because he knows what he accomplished at the cross. He knows how big it is. He said, well, gosh, I chose the sin. Obviously, I don't love God like I should love God. The sin, good news, you died to that sin. You don't have to give in to it. But even if you did, it doesn't mean that you aren't who God says you are. You may not have acted like you were. You might have acted like you were still the old man, but that's not who you are. You are a lover of God. Say yes to that. mean, why don't we want to say yes to what God has said? You'll discover that when you start believing what he says about you, you'll start manifesting. We've said this again and again. Faith doesn't wait for manifestation. Manifestation always waits for faith. And one of the coolest things in the world to believe about you, we're going to talk about something else again tomorrow, about forgiving yourself, even though God's forgiven you. It's hard to forgive ourselves. But one of the coolest things to believe about you is that you are a lover of God. Because he accomplished that. He circumcised your heart. He took care of that for us. So that we can live in the wonders of all that. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's